SRN News. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The UN Security Council held an emergency meeting behind closed doors Sunday to address the unprecedented attack by Hamas on Israel, during which the U.S. demanded all 15 members strongly condemn the incursion. But the council did not take any immediate action on the request. Brigadier General Daniel Hagari with the Israeli Defense Forces says the attacks by Hamas inside Israel have been notably brutal.
This weekend, Hamas started a war against Israel with the worst massacre of innocent civilians in Israel's history. Hamas was more barbaric and more brutal than ISIS.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says senators were briefed by State Department and Pentagon officials and given assurances the United States was giving Israel everything they need. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced earlier Sunday the U.S. was sending a host of military ships and aircraft to the region. He also said it was providing the Israeli Defense Forces with additional equipment, including munitions. Also at SRNNews.com, the Senate's top Democrat leading the congressional trip to China, the first one in 4 years. Chuck Schumer said Sunday that the U.S. does not want to cut economic ties with the world's second largest economy. Meanwhile, Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan tells the Salem News Channel the funding for Ukraine should be and could be resolved if framed in the larger context of threats posed by China.
I'm talking about Xi Jinping and China. It's something that actually unites a lot of Republicans. It doesn't divide us, and I think we have to start talking about it in that way and ditch the phrase Ukraine supplemental and talk about the broader context of the authoritarian challenges that we're facing with China as the pacing threat for this century.
One person dead, 8 others wounded in a shooting during a private party at a Pennsylvania community center. SRN News. A homosexual hiring program in Canada.
It's aimed at construction companies. If they hire people who claim to be LGBT, they can receive cash payouts of up to $10,000 per hire. Individuals who identify as a racial minority, a female, or disabled will also qualify the company for that bonus. The stated goal of the program is to get more homosexuals to be construction workers. It's not clear whether companies are taking advantage. In British Columbia, there's still $4 million left in the fund. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge blocked a Wisconsin school district's policy of allowing students to change their names and gender pronouns without parental consent. A circuit judge ruled the Kettle Moraine School District's policy violates the rights of parents to make medical decisions for their children. A group of parents filed suit in 2021 accusing district officials of improperly using a male name and male pronouns to address their 12-year-old daughter without their consent. SRN News. An aging lighthouse is back in business.
A 150-year-old beacon that helped guide ships through the Florida Keys before GPS, sonar, and other technology made it obsolete is shining once again. A community group spending $6 million to restore and preserve the Alligator Reef Lighthouse, which turned on its new solar-powered lights over the weekend. The lighthouse began operating in 1873 and stayed lit until 2013. Jason Walker reporting.
The government's poised to order a recall of millions of airbag inflators. A potential manufacturing flaw could send shrapnels rocketing through the car interior. National Highway Transportation Administration held a public hearing on the airbags made by ARC Automotive of Tennessee. At least 25 million vehicles may be affected. More at SRNNews.com.